Paula, you see, is a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be really, really, really tough. She's a tough broad. She's tough on some people or something as a prosecutor. That was her message and the message of others who spoke last night. She knows how to take on the tough guys. She gaslit the country at a level I've never seen before. She says this literally on the day one of the top 10 trending stories in this country is the FBI warning. We are facing right now the worst threat environment ever. Worse than like 9/11, before 9/11. Yeah, worse than that. They're telling us something's coming. And the funniest part about it is you read, and even in the mainstream media, you read down in the article and it says, yeah, because of the border. The one they told us last night, Kamala was tough on while the Democrats were trying to look normal. And that was the goal last night. Pass her off as normal. She's a prosecutor. Come on. A prosecutor prosecutes criminals. How unnormal and weird could she really be? They were trying to normalize this. A lot of Americans have heard some maybe disturbing things around the edges. And they wanted her to appear not scary. Because they know she's scary to normal people. This is why they keep using the word weird and directing it at us. Because their polling is telling them Americans kind of are starting to think they're weird. She's going to make us all safe. And not poor. As we come out of a Biden-Harris administration with the FBI director, the FBI saying in a statement again, this is the most dangerous threat environment we have ever seen. Ever. Again, Chris Wecker, former director of the FBI, assistant director of the FBI. Why is that again?
We've thrown the front door open in the United States, and all the security measures that we took after 9/11 are for naught.
I see. And that's why we're in danger. Okay. But she's going to save us or something. Trump wasn't buying it.
The biggest reaction is, why didn't she do the things that she's complaining about? All of these things that she talked about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do everything. But she didn't do any of it. She could have done it 3.5 years ago. She can go there right now. She can do all of the things, many of the things that she's talking about and complaining about. It was a lot of complaining.
To give you some idea of what her priorities are and what they're not. And this really is remarkable, given what the issues are in this country. Like, the number one issue every day in the Gallup tracker is always either the border or inflation slash economy slash I can't pay for my groceries. In her speech, Kamala mentioned Trump 15 times. Inflation, 0 times. No inflation. Not even important enough to mention. And you know what? She doesn't care if you can afford groceries. She doesn't. If she did a year ago in July when she promised the lower prices, she would have. She didn't. She didn't even try. She didn't even try to look like she was trifling. In the Urban Dictionary, they call that trifling. Trifling. Like you're trying to fail, but you're trying to look like you're trying to succeed while trying to fail. Trifling. Ends with an N, not a G. She does not care. But she only has to look like she cares. Until the election. And the Democrats get this game, okay? They get that she can't say the word inflation. So she can't do an interview. She can't. You can't explain how you promised to lower prices in July of 23 and you did literally nothing. But you're now running around promising to lower prices again. Using something that was tried in the former USSR and Cuba. You can't explain. And they know you can't explain it. They know this. And that's why even on CNN now, they're advising her, begging her really, and giving her absolution at the same time. Like, hey, you know what, honey? Maybe an interview is not a good idea. Unscripted. Ooh, that could end badly for a woman who once had a 28% approval rating and was so bad that the Biden administration stopped sending her out. And I only know that because MSNBC reported it. They're actually advising her to avoid interviews on CNN, where they make their living doing what? Interviews and conversation.
What do you think she should do? Or does she do better to ignore all those calls to talk and just keep doing what she's doing?
I think what she's been doing is works because, you know, what she's been doing is hitting the ground. And I think, you know, sometimes we forget about the ground game in this digital era that we're in, this era of interviews. Sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the time when you're actually on the ground shaking hands, you know, kissing babies, actually touching people, that goes a long way.
You know, the one thing on this that I think is so important is folks are spending a lot of time talking about what she's doing on the camera. Mm-hmm. There's also a behind the camera side. And I think one thing that's very consistent about Kamala Harris is you can best believe she's having conversations. And she's certainly having them off air. And there's
what's so funny is that's Charlamagne the God. And Erin Burnett on CNN opens the conversation with, well, every candidate has to sit down with you on the Democrat side. Are you going to interview Kamala? They've all the rest of them sat down with you. It's almost a requirement. Kind of like if you don't come and do the interview on this show, you're not the real deal in this area. I mean, you're not. If you won't do it, you got something to hide. I mean, it's the way it is. People who don't have anything to hide, they sit here all day long and answer questions. And that's the standard on the show, on Charlamagne the God show. And he's like, and so she asked him on CNN, hey, should Kamala come sit down with you? He's like, oh, no, I don't want to see that woman. Nope, nothing to do with her. I don't want anything to do with her. Nope, she should go kiss babies. That's Charlamagne the God. Me? No. I've interviewed every other Democrat candidate. But no, not her. No, I don't want to talk to her.
What do you think she should do? Or does she do better to ignore all those calls to talk and just keep doing what she's doing?
I think what she's been doing is works because, you know, what she's been doing is hitting the ground. And I think, you know, sometimes we forget about the ground game in this digital era that we're in, this era of interviews. Sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the
Please
time.
Please don't come on my show. Don't come because then I'd have to ask you questions and you're weird and awkward. But they know it. They know it. They know their internal polling shows people are starting to think they're weird because they're weird. They're not like normal people. You want to hear them admit it? Okay. Here is a speaker at the DNC addressing the Democrat Black Caucus. And he says it perfectly in 7 seconds.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
After 7 days, we can go back getting crazy. Right?
After 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy. This is why they're obsessed with the word weird and tarring us with it. Whatever they accuse you of is what they know they are and what they know they're doing. Unbelievable. I got to play that. Do you mind if I play that again? I love that clip. I think I'm going to memorialize this one. I think I'm going to play it for years.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
After 7 days, we can go back getting crazy. Right?
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll be right back.